Daniels. Elmshaven, St. Helena, California, August 5th, 1903. Elder Daniels, I have your letter. I sent some yesterday and will send some today and will have to take time to collect matters, but I think this will suffice for the present. I have expected this for some time. Dr. Kellogg has been repeatedly warned that he would represent Nebuchadnezzar. If he exalted himself, God would humble him. If he has not been doing this, what can he do more? He has been faithfully warned not to keep the medical missionary work exalted above the gospel message, but he pays not the slightest heed to the testimonies that have been coming to him over a period of years. He has been steadily marching on in self-exaltation till he would order and direct everything, as one competent, when he has divorced himself from the position of being one of God's denominated people before unbelievers. But he denies saying the very words to unbelieving reporters that he did say, and making the very expressions he made. When he is worked by the satanic agencies, he does not know what spirit has got hold of him and controls him. He has been disloyal to the truth for some time. I have hoped and prayed, and continue hoping, that he will break with satanic agencies, and from being a tool in the hands of Satan, but I have little hope now. This boldness and exaltation and kingly power that have been rebuked by the Lord, that would come in among our people, are developed in him in the very largest measure. He is deceived and considers he will ride high, and the more concessions that are made, the worse has been the influence upon him. He feels he has the power in his human hands, but let me tell you, I am now convinced that we must move standing in the light of heaven. Brother Jones assured me he received and believed the testimonies. He is under the power of a satanic delusion, and now for the sake of the people of God, we must all move calmly, without excitement, but solidly and surely, giving no encouragement to any of our people to sustain him in the documents and binding up with the cords to his devisings and his propositions. Now the stand must be taken. God has true, sincere, devoted gospel medical missionary workers. We must now pray and believe and follow the convictions of our own consciences. Do nothing, say nothing that will irritate if you can avoid it. Let him make his speeches, then go right forward on the platform of truth we have ever maintained. If you shall speak words that he can make a handle of, he will do his worst. But our people must be called now to see who will stand on the Lord's side. He will make it as hard for the people who are desirous to do right as possible by mistaking, misapplying. Remainder missing.